This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Wasting the hereafter and wasting the dunya. And that is the interesting one. Wasting the hereafter, let us begin with that. That is known, isn't it? If there is a deficiency in sincerity, then the experience in the hereafter will be quite an ugly one, brothers and sisters. Didn't Allah Almighty say, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. We will turn to whatever good deeds that they had done in dunya and we will pull it down, we will make it scattered dust, worthless. Allahu Akbar. Didn't Allah Almighty say, وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ. There on the day of judgment, they will see from Allah that which they could never have imagined. Allahu Akbar. And Allah Almighty described the day of judgment as being khafidatun rafi'ah, a lowerer of some and a raiser of others. This is one of the most amazing descriptions of Yawm al-Qiyamah. A debaser of some, an elevator of others. And it's not always the people you thought were the most righteous that will be the most righteous on the day of judgment. It's an element of ikhlas, sincerity. How do you quantify it? How do you measure it? It's a secret that sits in our hearts. People that you saw in the life of this world with hundreds of thousands of followers. Their voices are so loud. You open any YouTube video, any Facebook feed, they are the first sponsored video to see. Can't run away from that handsome face. And the projects that they were churning out were beyond count. And you think, wow, like how do I compete with such a person? How productive is this individual? MashaAllah. And it may be that on the day of judgment, he is lowered to a place with Abu Jahl and Fir'aun and Shaytan and Qarun. This is a reality. Allah said, a debaser. But on the other hand, there may be an Indonesian man, an African man, a simple Arab Bedouin man. We never paid any attention to him. Because nobody knew him. He doesn't even know how to use a computer. He's illiterate, maybe. Actually, the village that he's at, there's no electricity. And they had a simple halaqah under a tree somewhere. 2-3 people, maybe a child, 2 elderly. And that halaqah, and that individual, and those 3 or 4 men will be raised on the day of judgment to be with the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, Sulaiman and Ibrahim, with the prophets and the messengers, with the martyrs, with the siddiqoon. How come? Because it's a race of what? It's a race of the heart. It's the race of ikhlas. Khafidatun rafi'ah, Allah said, a debaser of some, an elevator of others. What's your benchmark, my dear brother, when you're measuring success? What's your benchmark? Output and followers and likes and shares? Is this your benchmark of success? Then that would mean that Prophet Yunus is a greater prophet than Prophet Nuh. But is he? They are both great, but can you compare the Prophet of Allah Yunus with the Prophet of Allah Nuh, who is one of the 5 great messengers of perseverance, as the Quran describes him? Well, as for Prophet Nuh, how many people embraced Islam through him? Allah said, Qalil. Few. مَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Only a few embraced Islam with him. What about Yunus? عليه الصلاة والسلام. How many embraced Islam through him? Allah said, وَأَرْسَلْنَاهُ إِلَى مِئَةِ أَلْفٍ أَوْ يَزِيدُونَ. We sent him to a community of 100,000 or more. So they were more. Allah said, فَآمَنُوا. And they were believers. They embraced Islam. 100,000 versus a handful. Who is greater in the eyes of Allah? Nuh. The one who had a few embracing Islam with him. How do you quantify the success of a project? This is why I am saying, brothers and sisters, we need to assess this particular adab because of the considerations of the hereafter. But I also said, if you remember, there are what? Worldly considerations as well. You want your Islamic project that you're going to establish to take off. It's also about the ikhlas, Allahu Akbar. And then Allah Almighty will sponsor your project. And that is why the Prophet ﷺ said, clearly, من سمع, سمع الله به, ومن راء, راء الله به. Whoever does something to be seen, Allah will expose him. Whoever does something to be heard, i.e. by people, Allah will expose him. your Islamic project will lose its value sooner or later if my ikhlas, your ikhlas is in question. Even though today there may be many followers and many subscribers, and every person has your name on the tip of his tongue, and your project now is being discussed maybe by presidents, I promise you, it could be just a moment after you and I pass away and that project is never heard about again. It dies, it disappears. There's no sincerity. And that is why the scholars of Islam, Ya Allah, think about this statement. They say, إِنَّ الْعَالِمَ إِذَا لَمْ يَعْمَلْ بِعِلْمِهِ زَلَّتْ مَوْعِظَتُهُ عَنِ الْقُلُوبِ كَمَا يَزِلُّ الْقَطْرُ عَنِ الصَّفَا. If the scholar of Islam does not act upon his knowledge, then his teachings will fall away from the hearts of people the same way that rainwater falls away from soft stone or smooth stone. He gives the information, and that advice, that maw'idha, that teaching, that reminder has died before it even comes out of his mouth. It's a rotten corpse. It doesn't affect, it doesn't move, it doesn't reform, because it's not affecting him. And Muhammad ibn Wasi' was once sat with a man who was teaching people, reminding people. And then the man who was teaching said to the audience, why don't I see your eyes crying? Why don't I see your hearts moving? Why is it yet your skins are not cringing at the remembrance of Allah? Muhammad ibn Wasi' said to him, I believe that you are the fault of this. مَا أَرَى الْقَوْمِ إِلَّا أُتُوا مِنْ قِبَلِكَ. I believe that their negligence and their heedlessness is because of yours. إِنَّ الذِّكْرَ إِذَا خَرَجَ مِنَ الْقَلْبِ وَقَعَ فِي الْقَلْبِ. He said, my brother, because when the Islamic reminder comes out from your heart, it will go to the heart. Allahu Akbar. So it's ikhlas, sincerity. Ya Rabbi, give us sincerity. So easy to say this word. Sincerity doesn't just rectify a person's hereafter, which is the most important consideration, and makes his life worthwhile. It rectifies your dunya. It rectifies your Islamic project. It makes it beneficial. It makes it fruitful. It makes people want to jump on board.